Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he has a pretty good idea where to find Osama bin Laden. Not an exact location, mind you, but a specific area. Quoting him, "I don't have map coordinates." Rumsfeld adds that the war on terrorism may not be won with weapons, but with spies.
Oh.
Quoting again, "It's not going to be a cruise missile or a bomber that's going to be the determining factor.
Come on.
It's going to be a scrap of information from some person in some country that's going to enable us to pull this network up by its roots."
Don Scorched Earth Geronimo.
Jesus, nuts.
But with 30,000 Americans...
Balls, that sucks.
...and 20,000 British troops in the area and another 6,000 in the oceans nearby, the war will no doubt include missiles and bombs as well.
Hey, did you hear that?
You know,
it's going to include your missiles
for everybody.
I just want everybody, Buzz, all of the news channels, everybody, let's stop calling it a war until we do something.
Fair enough.
Okay? Because right now we've been attacked. We're not doing anything. It's not a war. We're not doing anything. We're sitting on our hands.
Yeah, you just want to point out.
Collecting information.
Earlier today on this show, you almost sent the bombs into the wrong country.
That's right, into...
the wrong stand.
Which one was it?
You wanted to go into Paki instead of Afghani.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you almost blew it.
All right. So it's a simple mistake.
It would have caused World War III.
But let's not call it a war unless we're actually participating.
Well, they are calling it. The White House is calling it the War on Terrorism, and that war is being fought in a number of different ways.
Yeah, we had a war on drugs. That was a great war.
Yeah.
Come on, you know what a war is? A war is World War II. That's a war.
Mm-hmm.
The Gulf War wasn't a war. The Gulf War was like video games. You know, we went over there with our strategic bombs. We blowed them up real good. We didn't have any casualties. It's not a war.
You're forming a base for political office. I can hear it right now.
Hey, listen, I just want us to do something. Let's get off our asses and do something. Christ, it's been 3 weeks in one day.
So when will we act? Conventional wisdom now says it'll be between this coming Monday and November 15th.
Oh, Jesus.
After that, winter sets in. Ramadan begins. For what it's worth...
Oh, and what, so we won't attack him during Rub-a-Dub?
We might need the help of some Muslims in this battle, and we want to make sure they're available.
So, I never heard of a war with so many goddamn rules.
For what it's worth, the defense minister of France says there'll be no retaliation for several weeks. He says that's because a lot of important decisions have not yet been made.
What decisions have to be made?
He's not going to tell
what
you.
What decisions have to be made?
Or me.
I don't know.
I'm really frustrated. I'm not doing this as a bit. I am frustrated as hell.
A lot of people are.
I'm tired of waking up every day just being bombarded with this America at war, America at war. America's not doing anything.
I don't know.
We're not doing anything.
I don't know.
This is the lousiest war I've ever been involved in.
I don't know.
Really? I'm pissed.
It's like the busboy, the bellhop in Lost in America.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is this the bridal suite?
I don't know.
I don't know.